Next time, if we're going to play Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, can we do Southern Cross? I mean, let's just do something that I know. We are being joined by Chanel Bissette. Are you with us? I don't know how to work the board. Are you with us?
Yes, I'm here with you.
Okay, you're lucky. You get the 17th best fill-in host that WGN has, Tom Gimbel.
Great. Nice to meet you, Tom.
Nice to meet you. How are you doing today?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I am doing well. But, you know, fortunately, I don't have any student loans. I've paid them off. I'm the ripe old age of 50 years old. But I've got three kids in college, and each take out some student loans, and I help them with some of it. But talk to me about smart uses for money and the student loan deferment and what's going on with that.
My focus is kind of on savings accounts and how to manage funds the best that way. But there's some exciting news happening this year in terms of interest rates on savings accounts.
And so if we have interest rates are going up, that's a positive for saving, right?
Definitely. So as the federal funds rate goes up, that can affect kind of financing options like mortgages and personal loans and car loans. But it also has a positive effect on deposit accounts, which can be checking, savings, and certificates of deposit.
So if I've got a student loan deferment, and meaning that the president has allowed that I don't have to pay my student loans and there's zero penalty and zero interest rate right now, and I don't have any credit card debt, I should just put my money in savings and I'm going to get paid on it, right?
Yeah, so interest rates have been going up quite a bit this year, especially over the past couple of years. There have been people who have been changing the way that they save and kind of putting money in other places besides savings accounts because savings just haven't been paying out the same way. But interest rates are going up, and unfortunately, inflation is also going up. So savings rates are a great way to kind of hedge against the impact of inflation on your money.
Because if I'm a student and I get this deferment, I don't want to go put it in the stock market or something, right? Because I need it to be liquid. So I've got to figure out a way to have the money to start paying things down later on, right?
Right. The stock market has its place, and it's usually a place that helps you earn money in the long run, since it can be quite volatile. But like you said, having liquid savings can be a really valuable part of anybody's financial tool chest. And savings rates are, you know, doing a lot better than they have been, and it might be a good time to evaluate where you keep your money and shop around to see what rates are available to you.
And is there ever too little money to save? I mean, if I'm a college kid, 22, 23, 24 years old, and I'm not making that much money now, or I'm worried about losing my job, I'm reading and listening to all this stuff about a possible recession. What is there too little money to be investing or to be saving in my savings account?
Ideally, folks should have about 3 to 6 months worth of expenses. That's kind of going to help you defend against any major medical bills that come up or car repairs or if you lose your job. But for college kids, that might seem like a really difficult goal, especially kind of when you're living paycheck to paycheck or relying on student loans. So what we would typically recommend for kind of a baseline bare minimum is ideally about $1,000 in savings. That should help protect against, say you have to take a trip last minute, maybe somebody in your family gets sick or you have to attend a funeral, or if you just, do have some kind of minor car repair that you need to take care of, $1,000 would probably be a pretty good buffer for you.
You said a trip last minute, and then before you said about the funeral or something, I thought somebody was going off to Napa on an Expedia trip or something. I'm like, wait a second. People are saving. That's what we got a kid out of college is saving for a vacation. But I followed up. I'm a little slow today, but I got that to understand. So, I do think that it's been said that we have, you know, whether it was millennials or now Gen Z, that they don't save as much as their predecessors, as the Gen Xers like me or even the baby boomers before me. Is that's the stereotype, right?
Sure. It can be a stereotype. It really depends on the individuals and kind of where you are in your life. I know that when I was in college, it was really hard to have any extra money to spread around to different goals, kind of just trying to pay the rent and, you know, eat ramen and things like that. But then you see young people today who have really outstanding tech jobs and are able to save, you know, 20% or more of their income. So it really just depends on where you are in life and sort of how you're going about achieving your goals.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, at where I work at LaSalle Network, we've got a lot of 20-somethings, and I just think whether it's 401k or savings from your paycheck, that you've got to put some money away for a rainy day. You never know when you're going to need it, right?
Yes, definitely. And, you know, that is the ideal, but in reality, it can be very difficult to do. You know, no judgment to that. It's something to work towards and try and do your best on. But if it's possible, setting aside some money just in case of emergencies is a really good idea for anyone of any age range.
Terrific. Well, we've got to run now, but that is Chanel Bissett, from our banking expert from NerdWallet. So thank you so much for coming on Your Money Matters. And now heading to the news.